Psychic Cowgirl Radio. This is your host, Reverend Shannon, the Psychic Cowgirl. I want to let you know that my intention with this show is to share information, practical cowgirl wisdom, and tools to aid you on your personal development journey. I have a bachelor's degree in metaphysics. I am an ordained minister with the Canadian International Metaphysical Ministry. I'm also a hypnotherapist, past life regression therapist, and an Akashic record reading practitioner. I'm a natural-born intuitive and psychic. It is genetic. I see and feel energies and connections. I use my talents and education to help clients become more aware of their own patterns, intuition, blocks in their life, and then to tap into energies to create what is their personal dream life. I believe in divine guidance, karma, and that intentions are key to any situation. I do offer clarity and understanding from a soul level perspective when you work with me. At times, a little guidance is all that we require to step into our power and move forward in our lives. You can find out more about me on my website, www.psychiccowgirl.com. I also have a Facebook page, Psychic Cowgirl, and I'm on Twitter as the Psychic Cowgirl. Please share any comments or questions through my Facebook page. I do answer the messages, or you could email me, Shannon@psychiccowgirl.com. I look forward to hearing from you all, and let's begin today's show. Hey everybody, welcome to the show this morning. If my voice sounds a little bit gravelly and my energy feels a little bit lower than usual, it is because today I have what I call an energy hangover. The energy has been intense the last few days. Very intense. Hectic. I just feel like, I guess it feels like we were bombarded with a lot of stuff this last week. Everyone I've talked to has felt hectic. And so it feels like today we're able to just regroup, reset, chill, and be. So take advantage of that. Yeah, wow. So I'm in Canada, and we had an election on Monday, and that created a lot of energies, a lot. And everybody I know is feeling it, and it was intense. And, you know, things work out how they're going to work out, and people are passionate about these things, which is fantastic. But it does create these energies that, wow. We went to an event in the community on Saturday night, and we couldn't stay. My one son ended up with a headache, and we couldn't be in a crowd because it was just too intense with the energies. Like, you know, I am an empath, and so I feel what other people are feeling, and sometimes being in a crowd just is too much. And we talked ourselves into going because I feel like sometimes I tend to be a little antisocial. Sound familiar to any of you? And so I wanted to go support our community, and it was good for the time we were there. It was fabulous. We had a good time, but it was just too much with everything that's been going on in our world. So if you're feeling that, know that you are not alone. And know that it will pass. Just hang in there, guys. Hang in there. So yesterday was a little extra intense in my world.
a friend of mine lost someone very close to her, and the celebration of life was yesterday. So myself and some other friends spent the whole day helping out and supporting the family and being there. There was so much love. So much love. It was amazing. Simply amazing. And, you know, their loved one crossed over unexpectedly, and it's hard. I don't know how else to put that. And I just wish I could wave a magic wand and make it all better for the family, but that's not how these things go. But what I can do is be supportive, be an ear, give them a hug, and just try to, you know, help them how I can through this difficult time, because that's exactly what has to happen. You just have to transition into figuring out how to live your life going forward. And right now, they don't know. They just don't know. And, you know, we had the election, and so we have a new party and a new leader in our country, and a lot of people are freaked out, and a lot of people are happy, and that's excellent. I mean, the happy. Being freaked out is not so excellent, but there's going to be a transition period where we figure out what happens now, because we don't know. I don't even think he probably knows. So we have to try to remain positive and go with it, right? I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. Also feels like energetically our whole world is in a bit of a holding pattern. Shifts are happening. Awareness is happening. Things are rapidly changing, and they may feel like small things, but they have huge ripple effects. And it's very interesting to be here at this time, and we all chose to be here. We all wanted to be part of this. And so I guess when we chose to be part of this, we may not necessarily have realized how it was going to feel. So take extra care of yourself. You know, on social media, we are constantly bombarded with, you know, release negative people from your life, surround yourself with positive, do things you like, you know, on and on and on with that. And, you know, the reason is because sometimes we can get so caught up in the negativity or so caught up in what other people think about us, what we think they think about us. I mean, we're super judgmental about ourselves, right? That we forget to celebrate the good things. We forget to take those pauses and say, hey, you know, I did a good thing there. Or, hey, you know, I really enjoyed doing that. I should attract more of that in my life. Because, you know, October, according to numerologists, pay attention to what happens in October and journal about it. Make notes so that you have a heads up for the coming year. Now, having said that, you know, when this tragic crossing over happened to my friend, I was thinking, oh, man, she's going to be worried that she's going to lose a lot of people in her life this year because this happened in October. And so I said to her, let's just take a step back from that literal event and look at it as she got to experience how completely and deeply loved herself and her family, extended family, everybody, are completely loved by her community. And how people come together to support that. That is what she will be focusing on so she can attract more of that in her life. Because, I mean, things are going to happen to us. It's just how life rolls, right? And, you know, you get to wail and flail and cry And a lot of us are experiencing extra anxiety attacks, extra emotional roller coaster energies, because we're feeling what everybody else is feeling. And so self-care is not just important, but it's necessary. Like today, total energy hangover. I'm going to lay low. I might end up taking my kids to do something they want to at the school. But then I scheduled a birthday party for tonight. So, yeah, now that I say that, I'm not laying low much. My husband will be home, though, so he can help me. But we're going to have so much fun that I think it will balance out any negativity that we're all feeling. So that will be okay. Anyways, so as I'm, you know, going through this and talking about this, I wanted to talk about karmic debts. Because we all know karma's going to get you, right? We all understand that if you do something to someone, you can expect a karmic retribution. And we all look at karma in that big negative light, right? Because it's kind of a marker, I guess we can call it, of, oh, karma's going to get them because they were a jerk to me. What if you deserved it? What if it was a karmic debt being paid off from a previous lifetime? What if you were a jerk to them in a previous lifetime, and so this lifetime you are experiencing them being a jerk to you? Right? No, you want to believe that karma's going to get them. Absolutely, go ahead, right? If it makes you sleep at night, cool. But realize that it's a lot more complicated and layered than you may be aware of. And that, you know, comes back to also we have to pay attention to our intentions. What are we being triggered by? Now, we all hear, oh, don't worry about what other people think. You need to release that. Any coaching program, you know, getting a reading. So often we talk about, are you worried about what other people think? And I will be coaching people and I will ask them that. And they'll be like, no, I'm good. And I always know that that's not exactly true. But here's the thing. It shouldn't be true. We do need to know or be aware of our actions and how other people perceive them. Isn't that what keeps us from stealing things? Isn't that what keeps us from being a total jerk face to other people? Because you don't want other people to know? Isn't that what creates that passive aggressive, oh, to your face, I'll be really nice to you, but behind the scenes, I'm totally backstabbing you and telling everybody what a horrible person you are and, you know, talking about you and, you know, blah, blah, blah. So what? Right? So what? We feel it, absolutely, but it can serve as a, am I being a jerk to them? Like, do I intentionally go about trying to present myself in a certain way so they'll think about me in a certain way and be jealous? Or am I just being me? Only you can gauge that. Because where worrying about what other people think becomes a huge issue is when it stops you from authentically living your life. If you would absolutely love to create, I don't know, how about a candle business? Because they're pretty, can be unique, can be the same. Let's say a candle business. You would absolutely love to share this passion with other people. You would love to create candles for them. But you don't want other people to judge you. You don't want other people to think a certain way about you. You don't think you're good enough. And so you know, have excuses, you have worries about it, so you never actually pursue it. And you can let it derail you to the point where you actually don't even make candles for friends and family or yourself anymore, because maybe someone along the lines that, oh, making candles and burning candles, oh, that's pagan or that's witchcraft or whatever it was, right? And so you completely distance yourself from something that makes you so completely happy and joyful because of something someone said. That is an example of when worrying about what other people will think or taking to heart what they say is completely detrimental to yourself. That's what people should be looking at. The, you know, I don't know. I ponder this a lot because I feel that we get too caught up in worrying what other people will think and that we let it derail us. We let it, I don't know, keep us from doing things we want to do. At the same time, it should, and it needs to, and it has to keep us from doing things we may want to do, but that could be detrimental to somebody else. It's all a juggling act. Juggling, juggling, juggling. Because if you intentionally do something to someone else to be a jerk, you will create your own karma that you're probably not going to like. There will be consequences. There's consequences to every choice we make. The consequences can be, in our own personal opinion, good. They can be, in our own personal opinion, bad. But there's consequences to every choice we make. I know, sounds complicated, sounds like a heavy burden, but we are here to experience. So we are going to be a jerk sometimes. Because what if we're a jerk to someone? Because we have a soul contract to be a jerk to them. Now, you know, because I just experienced a crossing over of someone unexpectedly for a friend, you know, these things always bring up a lot of conversations about shoulda, woulda, coulda. Maybe I should have hugged her more. Maybe I should have, you know, did more with her because now she's gone and I can't. And we all go through that, right? We go through that, you know, file in our head of maybe I shouldn't have said this at that time, but we did this together, so that was really fabulous. And it's really easy to get caught up in the shoulda, woulda, couldas on the negative scale and forget about all the things you did do that were fabulous. Everybody's human. Just because someone crosses over doesn't make them a martyr and perfect. But we sometimes do that, right? I used to get this a lot. Because I am estranged from my father. I don't talk to him. That was my choice. Completely my choice. And I own that. I'm good with that. And people have said to me they don't anymore because, you know, I'm just good with it. I'm fine. You know, what if he dies? Are you going to regret not talking to him for the last 10 years? And so I sat down with myself and I had a big conversation like, would I? No, I wouldn't actually. I would probably go down the road of regretting that he wasn't someone in my life that I wish he was. But that's my expectations of him, and they really don't have anything to do with who he truly is. Who he truly is doesn't work for me. I don't wish or choose to be around someone who is not supportive. Him and I, we bring out the worst in each other. Him and I are probably a little more alike than either of us would like to admit. We believe what we believe, and he has some issues with women. If I was a boy, we would have no problems, but I'm not. And I truly believe that we chose, before we incarnated, him and I, to have these roles in each other's life. So am I creating a karmic debt by not having anything to do with him? Perhaps, but I'm willing to do that. Because for my soul growth, my evolvement in this lifetime at this point right now, it's better for me not to have anything to do with him, because when I tried years ago, I would be heartbroken every time. And, you know, there's only so many tears and so many expectations that don't work out before you say, you know, maybe I just need to let this go. And that right there is the gift he gave to me, the ability to walk away from something that society perceives that I shouldn't walk away from, but for my own mental health, spiritual health, physical health, walking away and not having anything to do with him is the best option. Now, because I'm me and I like to check things out and I like a little validations, every once in a while, I haven't done it for probably 2 years, though. Every once in a while over the last, you know, it's probably been more closer to 20 years since I've actually had a conversation with him. Maybe not. Yeah, maybe. I would phone him. He's never answered. And I do it randomly, right? It's not at a certain time of day that I know he'll be out, because I don't know his schedule at all. I've tried randomly every once in a while, and he's never once answered that phone. Not once. So that's the universe saying, all right, Shannon, you want to know, you want to, you know, push the envelope a little. Well, I have your back. And so I realized, okay, this is okay, right? Because, you know, sometimes the society pressure gets to you and you think, ah, but, you know, he is my dad. But really, it's all good. I'm stronger for it. Right? I end up coaching a lot of people who, you know, are in a similar kind of relationship or situation, and they would like the strength to be able to release it and let it go and not put themselves in that position of being degraded and, you know, made feel less than on a regular basis. So, it gives me that. So he's given me a huge gift, even if it's in a form that I may not have been able to understand, but I did, so I'm thankful for that. Or it's in a form that's quite uncomfortable, but huge gift, huge gift. Now, if I created a karmic debt by doing this that I have to, you know, work through in another lifetime, then that's how it was supposed to be anyway, and I'm good with that. And so if I get the call that he crosses over, would I go to the funeral? I think so, yes. To be with my family. Would I celebrate that he crossed over? Probably, because I feel that he would go on to, you know, probably work through some issues in between. I don't know. I don't believe in hell, so I don't think he'd go there. I think hell would be of his own making. But maybe he could go get some counseling. Maybe he could go, you know, review his life and think about maybe he'd like to do some things differently. Or maybe he's such an evolved being that he doesn't have to do any of that. And he actually chose to incarnate at this time as who he is to teach the rest of us who come in contact with him extremely harsh but valuable lessons. I don't know. And I don't need to know. All I need to know is how I feel at any given moment and work from there. So there you have it, right? It's kind of complicated but kind of simple. I do know that a lot of people are afraid to kind of stand out and do what they want to do because of what other people will think of them, and I already touched on that. And I feel a lot of that is because a lot of us came back at this time and we are healers. We are here to help others, to, you know, guide them in certain ways. And it doesn't necessarily have to be in big, bold ways. It can be just being who you are and letting other people see that it's okay to be who you are. But, you know, persecution and people being killed for their beliefs and for you know, being slightly different or a lot different isn't that far back in our history. So I guess, you know, we have a legitimate claim to be a little bit worried and afraid to stand out. At the same time, sometimes we just need to for our soul. Pick and choose, though. Pick and choose what you're comfortable with. I could seriously research karmic debts for days. There's so much information. It's so fascinating. And wow, right? We're pretty cool. We are pretty cool. The things that we set up for ourselves as we evolve as a human in this personality that we have chosen for this time, kind of wild. Kind of wild. And I know social media has a huge effect on us empaths. I know a lot of us had to get off social media the last few days because it's so intense. But it's really cool to see how passionate people are about things, even if I don't agree with them necessarily, or even if I do. Go them, right? I often wonder if people that are on antidepressants and a medication for anxiety are just super sensitive, not just, that's making it seem less important than it is, but are very sensitive and just don't know the tools to handle it all. Because it is overwhelming. And if you don't have the tools to deal with the overwhelm, absolutely. I know if someone is on, you know, depression medication that's of a higher dosage, when I'm working with them, what happens is it takes longer for the energy and my words to get into their awareness. It's like when someone's in hypnosis. When I do a past life regression, it is so wild because so they're in their life that they're looking at and experiencing, and I'll ask them a question like, what do their shoes look like? And it takes probably 3 times as long for that information and that question to get to them to process it, and to answer me than if I'm just having a regular conversation with someone. Sometimes it takes even a bit longer, and I'm always thinking, are they asleep? Like, did I put them way under deep asleep? Like, I hope they're not snoring. But I have to be patient and energetically tune in. I mean, that's where it's completely awesome to be psychic, intuitive, empathic, because I just tune in to see if what's going on, and I can see that they're processing, and so I just be patient about it. But it's really fascinating. It's like it has to travel through time. It has to go further to get to where they are. And it's very similar to someone on, you know, a medication for anxiety or depression. It just takes longer for the things to get there, which is exactly what the purpose is, right? Because you want to slow down your world so you can process it a little or a lot easier. So it works, right? It works because we can be so emotional and we don't always know how to handle when we feel what we're feeling. So I you know, fully advocate for hissy fits. I mean, in private is better, of course, because you make other people uncomfortable if you have a hissy fit in public. But yeah, sometimes you just need to jump up and down and scream and release that energy and then find a way to ground yourself. Whether it's, you know, barefoot on the grass, whether it's grabbing a hematite crystal, whether it's a sea salt bath, whether it's going on Pinterest and reading the humor things, something to bring your energy back to a state of, I would say balance, but I don't know if it's really balance, but back to a state where you're okay with it. Because I've certainly found, as you know, every day, as the days go by and our world keeps turning and things keep progressing, we're all getting so much more energetically sensitive. We are. Everybody is. And so that creates a lot of unfortunate energies that we don't always know how to handle, and so we could lash out at things or people, and then we worry about creating karma, and then we get in our head and we worry about it even more, and then it escalates and we feel bad about ourselves, and on and on and on. And that's how our self-talk goes, isn't it? So how do you know if something is a karmic debt? Well, in relationships, when something ends and you have no choice, that's a karmic debt release. May not like it. So when someone crosses over, they've done everything they plan to do this life, and they've did, you know, finished all the karmic debts they had planned to finish this life, and they are done. They essentially graduated. We don't like it, those of us left behind, because we miss them, and we may have feelings of, you know, woulda, shoulda, coulda, like I talked about, but they don't. They don't. It's for us to have some self-reflection, and perhaps we would like to do things differently. Perhaps we want to slow life down a little and have more joy. I mean, we hear this all the time. Spend time with the people you love and appreciate them and do all of that, and yet we can get so caught up in life that we forget, right? So how are karmic debts created? They can be created over lifetimes. One of the ways to find out what your karmic debts are is find a good numerologist, because there's certain karmic debt numbers. I am not a numerologist, so I'm not going to go into detail about that. But you can Google it, karmic debt numbers. I know it fits for me, for sure. For sure. I know what I'm working on. I know when I get triggered and it's due to my karmic debt numbers, and that's what I'm here to experience. And so I know I don't always handle it gracefully. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to pretend. Sometimes I get triggered and I want to cry and scream and shout, and I'm like, okay, there's lessons here. Let's look for them. Let's experience them, or let's just go outside and ride my horse and ignore it. Whatever works for me in that moment, right? It's personal, it's private, it's yours. Karmic debts are tied with soul contracts. We make agreements with other people before we incarnate to work on certain things. What we don't anticipate is our experiences and how we're going to react when these soul contracts come into play. And that is, I don't know what to say about that. I mean, we all have things we look back and we're like, I wish I wouldn't have done it that way. But what if that way was the way it was supposed to be in that moment? What if that's just how it was supposed to go? We completely judge ourselves way harsher than other people judge us. We just perceive that they're judging us as harshly as we judge ourselves. So stop it, right? Stop it. Be gentler to yourself. You got this, guys. You got this. Our world, I don't know, it's changing so rapidly energetically that we are at times just along for the ride, and we just need to go with the flow. Go with how we're feeling in any given moment and figure out who we are. Figure out who we are so that you know what you stand for. And understand that other people are going through this stuff too. And some people you're simply not in alignment with, and maybe that is due to a karmic debt that you're working through. And these people play this role in your life for you to be able to do that. Doesn't mean you have to like it, because we're human, right? When we cross over, we will be love and light, and those enlightened energetic beings, I guess. This incarnation, I know I probably, well, maybe. I shouldn't say never. I shouldn't say I won't. But I kind of feel that being human and accepting ourselves for everything, all the parts of us, is kind of the purpose of our journey. One of the karmic things that I find being presented by, you know, healers, psychics, intuitives, coaches, spiritual people, is to find joy. Cool. What does that mean to you, though? What if you're in this lifetime to release some karmic debts that were pretty harsh, and you're not to experience joy this lifetime? What if? That's for you to figure out. Right? We need to spend more time knowing who we are and what we're up to and why than following the masses and deciding that, oh, they're doing that, so I need to do that too. There's a big splash a few times this year on people writing books about how to have joy in your life. And I'm like, that's fabulous. But you know what? I have joy in my life. I am very happy. I vibrate at happy naturally. And do you know how many people absolutely hate that about me? Haters gonna hate. Yeah, I get that more than I care to acknowledge, I guess. And I'm not doing it to deliberately piss them off, but I do. And that is something I have to accept, because I can let it get to me, or I can just keep being me. One of my girlfriends and I were joking that, you know, we were going to go see this inspirational speaker that we liked her stuff, but she is looking for ways to create joy in her life because she feels that she doesn't have enough. And I know when I went to see her before, I was wearing this super colorful top. She kind of snarled at me a little bit. So my girlfriend and I were making jokes that we're going to go see her again, and we're going to be dressed all in black, and we're going to, you know, be all moody and, you know, totally opposite of who we are naturally, just to see how that would go, to see how people would react to that, if it would create a difference. Think about that. How often do you put on a mask or be someone that you're not in order to make other people comfortable? And what kind of karma are you creating there? Or are you not creating karma? What if you're paying off some karma by doing that? I know. Karma is so not clear. It is complicated. It is convoluted. And, you know, we're going to pay off those karmic debts if we've decided to do that in this lifetime, whether we like it or not. So we need to figure out who we are so that you have that foundation of integrity to fall back on when things get crazy. That's the scoop. There's no magic way to release karma. You just have to have the experiences and do it. You got this, though. You got this, right? You got this. Balance out the less pleasant stuff with things that are more pleasant. Juggle it. Find something every day that makes you smile and acknowledge it and be aware of it. You got this. Now, as you can tell, my voice is all like, because of my energy hangover. So I'm going to do our chakra cleanse right now because I seriously need to drink some water. So a little different than our usual pattern, but let's do it.
This is a meditation to balance and cleanse our chakras. I'd like you to sit up straight, have your feet flat on the floor, nothing crossed. Give yourself a nice breath in and out. I would like you to visualize or imagine deep, thick roots growing out the bottom of your feet, deep, deep into Mother Earth. Feel yourself grounding and connecting with Mother Earth with those deep, thick roots. Nice breath in and out. Now, imagine or visualize a white ball of energy coming up from each of those roots into the bottom of your feet. Visualize or imagine those balls of light traveling up your leg. You may feel a warm, tingling sensation. Move those balls of light up your leg, through your shin, past your knees, up your thighs, higher, higher. And then both balls of white light are going to join together at your root chakra, at your pelvis. Your root chakra deals with feelings and energies of having the right to be here. The root chakra is symbolized as red. I want you to imagine or visualize a red ball. Symbolism is personal, but I want you to have something that you're focusing on. So if it's a red ball, I want you to start spinning it until it's bright, shiny, shiny red. Right now, it may look cloudy or dirty. It may be really big or it may be really small. I want you to spin this ball of energy until it's shiny, bright, sparkly red. Spinning, spinning. The root chakra deals with energies of money, career, home, needs, and possessions. So it's really important to have this one balanced. I want you to spin it, spin it, spin it until it's bright and shiny. If you are having trouble visualizing or imagining, Archangel Raphael will be there to help you. Archangel Raphael is also going to vacuum away all the cruddy energy that comes off your chakras. So spinning, spinning, spinning. We like to give this one a really good cleanse. Spin it just a smidge more. Fantastic. You are doing great. Okay? Now this one is all shiny clean and it's in your body. Again, there's no way to do this wrong. Now, I want you to move up to your sacral chakra, which is located midway between your pelvis and the base of your spine. This one's an orange ball of light. I want you to spin that one. This is where we have our feelings and emotions. Let's spin that one until it's bright, shiny orange. This is where we are able to set boundaries when we have this one balanced. Feeling joy. Let's really spin that one and give it a nice big cleanse. Spinning, 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 spinning. For all of us that have trouble saying no at times, you can feel why it would be important to have this one balanced. Excellent. Give it a few more spins until it's bright, shiny orange. guys are doing fabulous. Okay, now that that one feels good, move up again to our solar plexus chakra. This one is the yellow one. This one is where we can make choices. We set our intentions through this one and have our will to do things. It involves self-direction, self-esteem, and the power of transformation. So let's spin this yellow light until it's bright, shiny, and sparkly clean. Spinning, spinning. Nice. Focus on spinning that one a little more. Perfect. I can feel all the energies flying off to be vacuumed away. We're going to feel so good after this. All right. So now that one's all shiny, let's move up to our heart chakra. This one's green. This one deals with love and I give, I care, forgiveness, generosity. So let's spin this heart chakra until it's shiny green and infused with sparkles. We want to have a pretty heart chakra. And spinning, 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 spinning. Fabulous. Let's keep spinning that one. You're doing great. Spin it some more. Like everybody's is nice and sparkly, shiny. Okay, great. Now, if that one's back in place, let's move up to our throat chakra. This one is blue. We're going to spin that ball of light energy until it's shiny. This is the one where we have expression, where we listen, where we can communicate. It's all about using our voice. So let's spin, spin, spin this one. We can communicate clearly. Spinning, spinning. Fantastic. If you find that your throat chakra feels out of balance often, grab a sodalite or a lapis lazuli. Those stones will really help with that. I wear them when doing the radio show. It's really, really helpful. Okay, let's spin that one just a little bit more. You're doing fantastic. Okay, now that that one's all clean, let's move up to our third eye chakra located in our foreheads. This one has to do with telepathy, intuition, imagination, visualizing, all that good stuff that you've been doing. So this one is the darker purple color, and we're going to spin it until it's very sparkly. Nice. Keep spinning. Our intuition's located here, so we like to have this one clean so we can get our messages right. Keep spinning. Excellent. Spinning, spinning. Perfect. Kate, now that it's nice and shiny, clean, deep, deep purple. I see a lot of yours as deep, deep purple. Beautiful. Okay, let's move up to our crown chakra located at the top of our head. Now this one is a pale violet, or you might see it as clear. We're going to spin that ball of light until it's bright, shiny, clean, and sparkly. This is where our psychic and intuitive abilities can be found. Our faith, our connection to the divine, ability to trust life, values, ethics, courage. Lots of stuff happened in this crown chakra. So let's spin that one until it's really, really clean. Excellent. Great, you guys have been working on this. This one was pretty clean. Okay, so let's put that one where it's supposed to go. And remember, there's no way to do this wrong. Just the act of listening to my voice and doing this exercise will create the energies and it will happen. It's as simple as that. Let's visualize or imagine that ball of light again, just right above your head. And then you're going to move it down through your face, down through your neck, down through your chest,
down through your pelvis. That ball of light is going to break into two, and each ball of light is going to go down your thighs, past your knees. You're going to feel refreshed, able to focus. You're going to have a lot of clarity after this meditation. Continue sending that ball of light through past your knees, down your shins, and out the bottoms of your feet, and ground you deep, deep, deep into Mother Earth. And then you can bring your awareness back to the room, back to your body. Meditation is about doing what feels natural to you. You're letting the energy do the work. It takes a little trust, takes a little faith, but if you practice it, you can come back to this meditation anytime and replay it. Have an excellent day.
Hey, everybody. That made me feel so much better. My voice even feels stronger now. I want to take this few moments to thank each and every one of you for listening. I'm always in awe when I go look at the statistics. Because, you know, sometimes we're hard on ourselves. And I'm like, oh, does anyone even care if I do this radio show, this podcast? Then I go look at the statistics and I'm like, yeah, they do. It's okay. Get over, you know, my insecurities about it. Because that's what happens, right? We get insecure and then we judge ourselves or we judge others. And it doesn't always work out in a nice way. So thank you all. Thanks. I hope you enjoy what I bring to you. Well, obviously you do because you keep listening. So thanks for that. I'm going to end the show early due to my energy hangover. And if any of you are experiencing the same, again, take care of yourself. Have a sea salt bath. I don't know. Reach for that chocolate just a little bit. Have those chips. Energy hangovers require self-care. So I will be back next week with a topic that I have no idea what it will be. That's just part of the fun for me. And so I wish you all a very blessed rest of the week and lots of love. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Psychic Cowgirl Radio with your host, myself, Shannon Lackman. If you'd like to learn more about me and what I offer, please go to my website, www.psychiccowgirl.com. All my sessions and services are listed there. If you would like to get a deal, tell me that you've listened to the radio show and use the code word, use the code word Raphael, and you will automatically get 20% off because I will know that you've been listening to the radio show. I wish you all a most excellent day, and I hope you tune in soon.